things that's going to hose some of you is going to be fear. You are going to be afraid. I watch our current people do this to themselves all the time. You don't start because you're afraid. And let me tell you what you're afraid of. You're only afraid of failing. The worst thing that happens when you fail is self-judgment. You have some thoughts about yourself. And so I really want all of my new people to hear this. The literal worst thing that's going to happen if you don't have a weigh-in that goes the way you think, if you overeat even when you didn't plan to, it's going to be you will say something to yourself in that moment. There will be thoughts that will go through your brain, and it will probably, for all of you who are afraid to start, for all of you who are like, I just don't know why it's so hard for me to push play. I don't know why I don't do all these things, blah, blah, blah. It's because at the root of it, there's a fear that you're not going to be able to do it. And I just want to tell you that that's normal, but I want you to be very aware that you don't want to allow it to stop you. Because you are going to make mistakes through the process. The only way anybody loses weight is by overeating sometimes and figuring out why they chose to overeat in that moment so that they can start working on that part. That's why you're here. You are not here to hear the four basics and be like, oh my God, every eating problem is now solved. I'll never have another weight struggle or food struggle ever again. Our job is to teach you how all of those moments where there is a struggle, how to overcome them so that you feel really good. So I want you to think about this. If you are fearing, it's probably because at the root of it, you're so afraid you're going to fail. And the only reason why anybody would be afraid of failure is if the conversation you have with yourself when you fail is a bunch of shit. Like, I constantly am trying new things, and I am constantly failing. But the reason why I'm like, okay, we're just going to try it. I got to see what's going to happen, blah, 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 is because I've gotten really good at no longer talking shit to myself when things don't go the way I think they should. I've gotten really good at telling myself, so, okay, what can we do about this? What are we going to learn? I know I'm going to keep going. Like, I've trained myself to have that conversation over and over and over again when the old I want to beat you up Corinne voice comes in first. And that's what I want to tell all of you. That's going to happen. That old voice for a long time, like your old, like, I don't want to waste food, I don't want to miss out, that voice, we're going to teach you how to start hearing all of that so that you no longer just follow the leader with your thoughts. Now what we're going to do is we're going to learn which ones are causing you to overeat so that you can start redirecting the conversation and doing something new. But for a long time, I want you to hear these words. Those old thoughts come first because those are the thoughts that have been coming first and only for about as long as most of us have been around. So it's not a problem that they're going to come in. For all of you that's been around for a while, those thoughts are not a problem that they're coming in. I am more concerned with, and what is the next, what are you going to add to the end of the sentences? Where are you going to take your brain next? So like if you're like, I'm so afraid I'm going to fail, I want you to add to the end of the sentence. But you know what? If I make a mistake, I will not beat myself up over it. They are going, like, I just want you to put your trust in us. They are going to teach me how not to feel bad about myself anymore. They are going to teach me what it takes to think like someone who's losing their weight. Like, if you can just add that in, it will be much easier for you to push play and for you to do things. Because when we fear failing, we fear the conversation we're going to have with ourselves if something doesn't go the way we think it should. That's it. And the more that you allow yourself to understand that, you're going to be more willing to do things. Because here's what I see most often. If you're afraid you're going to fail, then you set yourself up to not do things. Because like, well, I don't want to be writing my food every day because what if I don't follow my plan? So here's the solve. Rather than not following my food plan and figuring out how to make them until I can follow them, I'll just not make a food plan. Then I don't have to feel bad about myself. Guys, that's broken. If you don't make your food plan in an effort to not feel bad about yourself, you don't get to lose your weight. So then you're just trading that for feeling bad that you're not doing anything about it and that it's not clicking. So you're not saving yourself any heartache. So I just want you guys to understand, I am going to teach you how to be nice to yourself through this program. If we don't learn anything here, that's what we learn. We learn how to have a better relationship with ourselves so that we can be nice.